And welcome to a special edition of SIP Northwest Live on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Brian Bushlack. This weekend, we come to you from sunny Southern Oregon as we count down and preview the Oregon Wine Experience coming up August 21st through the 27th in historic Jacksonville. To learn more, visit theoregonwineexperience.com. I've been telling you about this event all throughout the summer. In fact, we were down in Southern Oregon in May for the big preview event here at Bingham Knoll, and what an event this is going to be. No doubt the biggest and best ever right here in Jacksonville. Want to thank everyone in this community for the warm welcome here. It's always great to be back here in Southern Oregon, and there's so much to talk about. As we told you last week, we have two of the top wineries in the region, as voted by our friends at Wine Press Northwest. Of course, Russell Prayer Rock, the Pacific Northwest Winery of the Year, right up the road from here in the Umpqua Valley. And then right here, just a few miles down the road, it's Danson Vineyards. Dan and Cindy Marka, they were named the Oregon Winery of the Year. So Southern Oregon wine has come a long way in the past few years, particularly the past decade since we've been traveling here to Jacksonville, and it's great to see the spotlight on Southern Oregon. But I must tell you, this event coming up in August is not only about Southern Oregon wines, it's about the entire state of Oregon. That includes Pinot Noir from the Willamette Valley, Hood River Valley, and now that fruit being sourced from Walla Walla as well. This is a statewide event, and it's happening right here in Southern Oregon. Of course, so many of you know Ashland for the Shakespeare Festival, of course, the Brit Festival right across the street here in Jacksonville. Even if you can't make it to the event August 21st through the 27th, it's worth a trip down here. I know our listeners across Seattle have chimed in on this. Short flight on Alaska Airlines, easy to get in and out of the Medford Airport, and so much to do down here. You know, I sound like the Chamber of Commerce. That's because I love it down here. Come on. It's incredible. Even if you don't like wine, if you happen to be tuning in wherever you may be up and down the I-5 corridor this weekend, so much to do down here. Fly fishing, hiking, boating, camping, fishing, you name it. Of course, Rogue Creamery right down the road as well. Where does it ever end? Well, it doesn't. There's a lot to do. And again, the big event, the Oregon Wine Experience. Visit theoregonwineexperience.com. It's a great website. This is a week-long event. You know, so many wine events across the region are a one-day or one-night affair, perhaps even a weekend. Well, this is a full week between August 21st and the 27th. So many great activities. We'll tell you all about that coming up a little bit later in the show. First, though, when I was down in May, I had the opportunity to catch up with so many of our friends here, including Floyd Harmon, who's the executive director of the Asante Foundation, and he promises this year's event will be bigger and better than ever.
Well, that's what we're hoping. We had over 2,500 attendees last year over the course of the events. It was really terrific. A good time was had by all. And, you know, it's really a high level, very high quality events that people really love, so they come back.
It's not the Southern Oregon Wine Experience. It's the Oregon Wine Experience, and you do it upright. This is a week-long deal. It's not just one night, right?
Well, thank you very much. Yes, it is the Oregon Wine Experience because we're here to celebrate the full breadth and depth of Oregon wines. And they're really celebrated down here, the multiple varietals from all around the state. We start with the Oregon Wine Competition. We bring in the best judges in the world. We put the best wines in Oregon on their palates. And all those award-winning wines are featured in the course of that week. It's some amazing culinary and wine events. So it's a great thing for the state, the wineries, and, of course, all the guests that are the first ones to try those wines.
And I think it's great because I've been telling people all along since last year, I tell them consistently in Seattle and Portland, you got to get down to Southern Oregon. If you haven't been down there, get down there and enjoy yourself for even just a weekend because there's so much happening here. I mean, really, this is everything you could possibly want all right here in your backyard.
Well, what we say is this event is everything Oregon. And so when you come down here, you know, it's the Oregon hospitality. It's the food, the farm-to-table food. It's the Oregon wines. You look out, you see mountains, you see rivers. You can go to Crater Lake, fish the Rogue, see a Shakespeare or Brit Festival concert. There's a million things to do, and it's really the quintessential Oregon event.
Yeah, it's only an hour and 15 flight from Seattle, about 45 minutes from Portland. Points elsewhere. I mean, it's a quick trip to get here too, isn't it?
Real easy. The airport is easy to get around. It's great to get around this whole area. You can visit, you know, literally hundreds of wineries in your spare time, and there's just a ton to do. And of course, the events are the highest quality.
Floyd Harmon is the executive director of the Asante Foundation, joining us here as we count down to the Oregon Wine Experience coming up in August. We'll tell you much more about that throughout the summer. We'll be back for the event. It's going to be exciting. I couldn't make it last year. I was really disappointed. And this year, it's like blocked out on the calendar that whole week because, I mean, if you want to do it up, I mean, you could come down here and spend the whole week. You don't have to if you want to come down, you know, midweek for the judging or toward the weekend. There are a lot of options, aren't there?
Well, yeah, you can come down. The way this event is scheduled, there's lots of different events. There are different styles. There are different venues, just different ways. It's something for everybody. So when you come down, your wine life will be changed. Let's put it that way.
And Southern Oregon is so special. I grew up in Central Oregon. I'm an Oregon native. I spent a lot of time here. And this area has grown up so much. We talk all about the wine and this event, but the restaurants down here, I mean, there's a lot of great restaurants, too.
Oh, the culinary aspects of our event in this region are terrific. So it is. It's an opportunity to come down and taste the best that Oregon has to offer, and it just happens to be right here in Southern Oregon.
We appreciate what you've brought to the event. I know that they had events in Southern Oregon for many years, but Asante has stepped in as the title sponsor, and I know you have to feel pretty proud about that and what this event has become here in Southern Oregon.
Well, the cool thing about this is 100% of those proceeds go to benefit Kids Health. We're a Children's Miracle Network hospital, which means we have the highest level of pediatric care for our 9-county region that serves over 600,000 people. And that's really why we do it. That's why this is a signature event. So, you know, having excellent health care and helping the kids, you know, that's and having wine and having fun, I mean, what could be better?
Floyd, good to see you. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in August.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
That's Floyd Harmon, the executive director of the Asante Foundation, as we count down to the Oregon Wine Experience. Again, the website here, theoregonwineexperience.com. Let's run through the events coming up August 21st through the 27th, a week-long event starting on Monday, the 21st. It's Oregon versus the Old World at 6 p.m. And then on Tuesday, this is always fun, the Clarity of Crystal. If you haven't had an opportunity to sit down with our friends from Riedel Glass. Pretty cool what they do, and walk and talk you through the wines. Then on Wednesday, I'll be back down here on the 23rd and hope you can join us as well for the Medal Celebration at Bigham Knoll. That starts at 5:30. The following night, wine dinner with Tim Hanney, a master of wine. That's 6 o'clock. And then the weekend activities on Friday the 25th and August 26th. The Founders Barrel Auction is a 12 noon event on Friday. There's poetry, prose, and Pinot Noir by the pool at 6 p.m. And the big event, well, one of the big events, the Miracle Auction and Salmon Bake, that takes place starting at 4:30 on Saturday, August 26th here at Bigham Knoll in Jacksonville. Going to be a lot of fun. Again, the website is theoregonwineexperience.com. And I said this before, I'll say it again, just in case you've been away on vacation this summer. If you're looking for a quick weekend or week getaway, what an opportunity this is from the Portland markets, Eugene, and Seattle as well. Quick flights on Alaska Airlines. And there's so much to do down here. And you know what? The wines are spectacular. Two award-winning wineries here and so many others that we don't have time to mention them all. We've featured so many of them over the past few years. And coming up next, a gentleman who's been here, in fact, his family has been in this region for over 125 years, Joe Genet from Plaisance Ranch joins us. And later in our next half hour, Steve Russell. What a great interview this is with a guy who has put a lot of sweat equity into the Southern Oregon wine industry and Oregon in general. He moved here. He migrated from the East Coast, now calling Oregon home and making award-winning wines at Russell Prayer Rock. All that and much more as we continue on location this weekend from Bighorn Knoll in historic Jacksonville, Oregon, counting down to the Oregon Wine Experience August 21st through the 27th.